All right, welcome back to Unleashed, the most legit Celtics podcast in the game. Episode number 83 today, and we're talking about that heartbreaking last-second loss in Game 3, Celtics Raps. We'll get into it on episode number 83 here. This episode is sponsored by Burner Sports. I'll tell you a little bit more about Burner Sports later on in the episode, but let's just kind of jump right into it. There's a few different things I want to cover in episode number 83 today. The first is the play itself. Now, the play itself, I've seen so many theories and thoughts and takes floated out on Twitter from both, you know, professionals and just casual fans, that type of thing. And I want to make one thing clear. That is an absolute perfect catch and shoot. So everyone said this, ready? Brad Stevens had them out there in some weird defense. Jaylen Brown should have either intercepted the pass or closed out better. And Taco Fall is another one. Should have been in front of the inbounder and made it more difficult for Lowry to get it over there. All that aside, it was an unbelievable catch and shoot. Watch that play back. Forget the Celtics are even on the court. OG Anunoby, however you say his damn name, catches it and just heaves it up there. It wasn't his normal jump shot. He rushed it, but the pass was perfect from Kyle Lowry. And the ball goes in. So I do want to kind of make get it out there that, guys, we're getting in fights with each other on Celtics Twitter and everything like that. Seriously, that was an unbelievable catch-and-shoot game-winning shot. Forget the defense. Forget the guy guarding the inbounds pass. Like, I saw people, and, you know, I see it too, being like, why bring Taco in if he's not going to make a difference? Well, yeah, I mean, there's some credence to that. Why does Brad Stevens have them in some weird sort of a zone in a late-game situation? Yep, that's a justified take as well. Why is Jaylen Brown late to close out? Yep, fine. Why did he get back screened? Where's the communication? Yada, yada, yada. All that can be true, but it is not the main cog in why that shot went in. That was a lucky shot, a great shot, and the pass was on the money, and boom, it went in, and that's how the Raptors beat the Celtics. So I don't want us to get, you know, or us to over just think what happened. Like, game winners are game winners. You don't not cover them. The Celtics, Jaylen Brown was there. You know, I'm probably in the minority thinking, hey, he was there. Like, he wasn't just wide open. The pass got there too easily. Jaylen Brown probably was a little slow to close out, but he didn't just not close out. Jaylen Brown was up and pretty close to OG's grill. So just don't get down on the team because of that one shot. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about for the majority of this episode. So let's just dig into that now and how this game impacts the future. But before we get into that, I want to say this. That is one shot in a series in which the Celtics have totally looked like the better team. So the fact that NBA Twitter and Celtics Twitter is on absolute fire right now, acting like the series is over, is blasphemy. Blasphemy. Such BS. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to do with the fans. And I tweeted out, I said, hey, hats off, Raptors. Like, that's what it's going to take to beat us. And everyone's like, oh, well, that's a series-defining moment. Or one dude tweeted at me, was like, well, yeah, when the Raptors win the series, we're going to look back on this and be like, that was the turning point. No kidding, doofus. But the Celtics are still up 2-1. Let's not forget that. Like, you don't have any more indication that the Raptors are winning this series than I do the Celtics were winning this series, right? So someone being like, hey, when the Raptors win this, we're going to look back and say, hey, that was the shot. Well, no kidding. But the Raptors are pretty far away from winning this series. Like, people just seem to have evacuated out of their minds that the Celtics have played two games, then 2 9/10, you know, of a game better than the Raptors so far. They are the better team so far in this series, and guess what? The game-to-game record shows that. So I hate the, like, hey, this is the turning point. No one's denying that it's a momentum swinger. No one's denying that it is a momentum swinger. That is a huge shot, and it gave a team that you were about to step on their neck and not let up, it gave them life. I'm not denying that. But for people to, you know, award the series win to the Raptors after one last-second shot, a heave from OG Doobie, like, come on. Come on, where are the true diehard Celtics fans at that still believe in this team? It took a game and a half from a bunch of their players, and they still only won by 1 point. 1 point. And, you know, I'll be honest, too, there are some discrepancies with whether or not the clock started on time, yada, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, great catch and shoot, and that's how they're going to win their game. The Raptors didn't smack us. That was game three. Their season was pretty much on the line. And they still almost lost. And the Celtics still almost won. They were supposed to come out rearing and ready to go. The Celtics were underdogs in that game by Vegas' standards. And they should have won it. They could have won it, I'll say that. The Raptors were supposed to come out and smack the Celtics because, hey, they're a veteran team. They've been in the finals, reigning champs, blah, 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 blah. And now they're down 2-0. You best believe they're going to come out and punch the Celtics in the face. Not today. Didn't happen. The Celtics were the better team pretty much even in that game overall. Seriously. First quarter, second quarter, and then, you know, even fourth quarter, I guess. Like, yeah, you look at that bad third quarter, you look at some bad, bad stretches by the Celtics. You can make the argument, obviously, the Raptors were probably the better team. They ended up winning by 1 point. But overall, for 90% of this series, the Celtics have outplayed the Raptors, and I assume they're going to still do so. So let's not get our panties in a bunch. Let's not, you know, cause a whole dumpster fire riot scene because the Celtics lost one game by 1 point. That was a must-win game for the Raptors. A must-win game. Not for the Celtics. The Celtics could have afforded to lose that game, and they did. Now, like we've already talked about, right? The momentum swing? Let's talk about that now. If the Celtics don't come out ready to go this next game and it goes 2-2 when they play tomorrow, then we're in trouble. Then I'm almost on the side of all these people that have already, you know, cost the series and thrown it away. But I'm not there yet, but the Celtics need to come out and absolutely punch the Raptors in the face in game four. Because you can't come out slow, you can't get down deep and then, you know, give the Raptors life. We've seen it before. A team goes up 2-0, and all of a sudden they win one, and it's like, poof. The other team just has all the momentum. The Raptors have the momentum right now. But the Celtics can easily take it away. It's not a landslide right now. It's not like the Raptors have, you know, a million times the momentum the Celtics do. No, the Celtics still are up 2-1, and the Raptors have to be thinking in the back of their head, this Celtics team's got to be better than we thought. Oh, my God. We are one win of the game, one win of the series is only because we hucked a three at the end of the game, took a miracle pass, and it went in. So I'm with you. If you want to say the series is over now, I'm not even close to being with you. But if you want to say that could be a instrumental shot in this series where now if we look back and if, don't forget ifs, you know, are allowed here. If this Raptors do win the series, that's the shot. I'm with you there. But to say when the Raptors win this series and we look back on and say, where did they go wrong? No kidding, it's the shot. But that is a bullshit take right now. The Raptors are not in a better position to win the series. September 4th, 2020. The Raptors are not in a better position to win the series right now. And that's just a fact right now. Whether or not, whatever happens, I still think the Celtics are the better team in here. I still think that they end up winning this series. But whatever happens right now on this day and time, the Celtics have one game of a lead over the Raptors. Ergo, better position to win the series. They have more games of the allotment already won. So, I don't know. I thought it was important to just vent about it. And you can tell I'm passionate about it, but it's weird. I'm passionate about the idiot Celtics fans and the idiot NBA fans out there. And if you're one of them, you're an idiot for thinking it's all over. Like, no true Celtics fan is going, oh my God, the Raptors won one game. Now it's all downhill from here. No, give me a break. So keep it in the back of your head that, you know, the Celtics are the better team. And, you know, the biggest point here, and I tweeted it out, and you guys have kind of hated on it. Like, I don't know. This is throwing Celtics fans' minds into a pretzel. But no one expected this to be a sweep. Date back to the podcast a couple episodes ago that I previewed the series. I didn't think this was going to be a sweep. You guys leaving your voicemails didn't think this was going to be a sweep. The tweets I read didn't think this was going to be a sweep. Everyone said 6-7 games. And now all of a sudden we're butthurt because it's three games in and the Celtics are up 2-1. That looks like a 6-game or 7-game series to me if you were to just look at it by the numbers. So yeah, we got confident after two games. But even after game two, that win, I'm in the stream, right? If you aren't checking out those streams, they're popping off right now. Celtics Live post-game streams I do on Twitter. Come check out the, within minutes, I'm live after the games and we talk for, you know, 30 minutes to an hour. A little plug there. But, you know, I was talking about it and even up 2-0, you guys were asking, like I did in the Sixer series, I had a broom behind me and I said, hey, that's my co-host. I have not had that broom up there for the Raptor series because this was not supposed to be a swept series. I didn't think they were going to sweep in this series. And, you know, I was saying it even when they were up 2-0. So what I'm trying to say is I got the alibi. I got the backing here. I got, you know, check the receipts. I didn't think this was going to be a sweep, and you shouldn't have either. Just because a team goes up 2-0, they've only done half the work. And each game plays, you know, in and of itself, just like the Raptors are looking at that as, okay, that's one game. Yes, we're down 2-0, but this is one game. Let's take it. And they did. So I don't know why the outroar and outcry of you know, seeming like we're scared if this series is going as planned. Celtics are the better team in a tough series. 2-1. Think about it. You double this, 4-2. That's how this series is going to end, 4-2. I could definitely see it going 7 games too, but I've always said 6 or 7. So, you know, we're halfway through that allotment of 6 games, and it's 2-1, just like we thought it would be. So I don't want people getting all concerned with the team. The Celtics didn't have their best night, but guys showed up in big moments. Jaylen Brown had a nice play late in the game. Kemba Walker with an unbelievable, unselfish play to Daniel Tice, which we thought was for the win. I made a joke. I was watching the game with my dad. Went over and hung out with him for the game. I was watching. I said, you know, if Time Lord catches that, he's probably in the air for another, you know, 0.5 seconds, and he dunks it, and then the buzzer goes, and the Raptors don't even have a catch and shoot. I don't know. It's just breathe, you know? We just spent, what was this, 10 minutes here just venting about it and me pretty much preaching to you that if you're a real Celtics fan, you're not being a bozo about this because you know this team is better, way better. Kyle Lowry stinks. Pascal Siakam has not been Siakam in the bubble if you look at his whole body of work here. Like, the Celtics are better. Kemba Walker, Jason Tatum, and then they need Jaylen Brown to definitely reach, which he was playing really well last night. Need to reach that third player. If they have the top three players in the series, it's over. And they have so far, you know? This is the first game where it seemed like Toronto clicked, and they clicked when they needed to click. You saw Van Fleet making threes when he needed to. Siakam made a couple. Lowry was doing his thing. Like, they clicked when they needed to click, and that's what we've said about this team the entire time. This is a very good team. This isn't the Sixers. The Sixers stink. Say it with me. The Sixers stink. The Raptors don't. The Raptors don't, and they still don't have home court, and they still don't have Kawhi. So don't get too upset about this loss. It's one loss. You could look back on this episode and say the Raptors do win. It's definitely a possibility. It's going to be a tough series. You could look back on this episode and say, Evan, you're wrong now. But to say that that's the matter of fact, like, hey, this series that the Raptors already have, that's the idiotic take. And that's what set me off. And that's probably why I've rambled and ranted and raved about this on this episode. Someone saying, like, hey, when the Raptors win, this is the shot we're going to look back on. No kidding, but you're a dumbo if you're already handing this series to the Raptors. That's it. All right, let me tell you about Burner Sports here, and then we'll get into another topic. Burner Sports, picture game, you know, daily fantasy sports and player props that you get on, you know, through a bookie or any, you know, legal betting service. Burner Sports pretty much combines the two. So you're in here for the game against other Celtics fans, and you're saying, hey, who's going to be the leading scorer of the game? You pick a player. Who's going to be the leader in assists? Will Jason Tatum have 20 to 30 points, you know, 15 to 19, that type of thing? You get a point right for a question, and I've won two of these contests now, so I'm in these contests as well. There's about 100 Celtics fans in there, and all you got to do is answer these questions and see if you're right at the end of the night. Free to enter, burnersports.com, free to enter, and each game has a prize pool. So, hey, you got to come for the king, you know? I've won a couple of these already just out of the handful that we've done because I'm the best Celtics fan on this planet. So come challenge me, burnersports.com. It's all over my Twitter, or DM me if you really do want to find it and you can't. Burnersports.com takes 2 seconds to sign up. Literally takes like 3 seconds to fill out your lineup per se, but all you're doing is answering like 10 to 15 questions, and then you're entered into the pool, and based on how the players play and the game goes down, you will tell if you are a true, true Celtics fan. So turn your passion into profit, burnersports.com. As always, thanks to them for sponsoring this show from now until the end of the season. All right, last thing I wanted to talk about here, all right? So Vegas, 538 was the source here, says that the Celtics are the, you know, odds-on favorite to win the championship. So they took the top four teams here, Celtics, Clippers, Rockets, and Lakers. The Celtics are higher than all of them with a 36% chance to win the championship. wild. Now, I'm not going to talk about, we just spent way too much time talking about one game and one shot of that one game, right? In that series, I want to talk about this championship number here because that's pretty crazy. This is the first time in probably, you know, definitely this season, maybe even dating back to last year and then probably the year before, that I feel like finally the notoriety is there and no one is sleeping on the Celtics. Again, I'm setting aside last game. Obviously, there's Celtics fans even sleeping on the Celtics now because they seemingly think the series is over. But God's honest truth, I can't remember a time where people were this confident, and this is just around the NBA, not Celtics fans, were this confident in the Celtics. 36% chance to win the NBA Finals? That's, like, crazy to me. That's one in third chance, like, you know, even more than that. Unbelievable. So I did want to kind of talk about it here because do I think that that's the case, right? Like, so you guys always asking me in the streams, you know, where do you see, like, if you're honest prediction, where do you see the Celtics going? And I've said for a while, I think Milwaukee takes them to seven and then beats them. So they lose in the Eastern Conference Finals, right? I have to make a 180. So on episode number 83 here, I have to change my stance because Miami's taking it to Milwaukee. Now, is Milwaukee going to win that series? I don't know. I'm still almost, like, thinking they're the better team. But Miami's doing their thing. So they could easily take that series. And then what? My prediction's out the window, right? Because the Celtics aren't playing the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals. And this is all granted that they do win this series like I think they're going to. So do I agree with this 36% chance? That's kind of what I'm getting at here. It's tough, too. I don't want to jinx it, but if Milwaukee goes down, I think the Celtics can beat the Heat. I think the Heat match up really well with them, and they're a really, really good team with a good coach and really good players. But I think, you know, if you were to say who'd you rather play, Milwaukee or the Heat? Are you kidding me? It's easy. I'm going to take the team that's beatable, and that is Miami. Miami is more beatable than Milwaukee because they don't have that one guy. Jimmy Butler is not a Giannis. They don't have a one guy that could literally just take the game over. They have a guy like Jimmy Butler that, you know, Tatum can compete with. Brown can even compete with. Kemba can sure as shit compete with. So I have to change my stance if Milwaukee goes down. It's like a little caveat that I have there. Do I think the Celtics are making it to the finals? If they have to go through Milwaukee, sorry to say this, I think that it goes seven games and then they're out. I think it's Milwaukee's, not their year, but they're going to have the Celtics number in these playoffs. If they have to go through the Heat, I am confident. And then I'm not afraid of the Clippers or the Lakers. I'm not afraid of the Lakers at all. I think they could beat the Lakers. I think the Lakers have seemingly become a little bit overrated. You've seen that they're, you know, penetratable. They're not as good as you think. The Clippers, we've seen a couple times now when the Clippers have clicked, you know, George Paul decides to go off and Kawhi's going to do his thing. That's a tough team, but that would make for an unbelievable series because I think the people need to see that Tatum versus Kawhi matchup again like we saw in the regular season. So I don't know about the 36% chance, you know, long way around it. I don't think the Celtics have a 36% chance to win the NBA Finals. I don't. I would put them more around like a 15%. Like, you know, I don't know what I haven't thought about the percentage, but for them to almost be a 40% chance, almost a 50, I know I'm stretching it here, but almost a 50-50 chance that yes, they win the NBA Finals. I don't know. It's almost like the Celtics are the flavor of the month to casual fans at this point, you know, because we've been watching them all year long. We know how good they are, but we also know that, you know, they've struggled at times and at some point the bench and guys, you know, when they have their stars not playing too well, it's going to come back to bite them. And they still are, you know, they have some flaws to their team. I've said it all along. This Celtics team is going to be a force to be reckoned with next year and the year after. Those 2 years are a sweet spot for me. I think they're going to be one of, if not the best team in the league. Not this year, though. Will they go and prove me wrong? I've said this all along, too. I hope they go and prove me wrong. Give me a Celtics championship this year, and I will be gladly proven wrong. My prediction, I don't care that much about it. I'm too much of a dummy to be like, oh, man, my prediction's wrong. I've had plenty of wrong predictions in my time. But 36% chance? Sheesh. I mean, it's a reputable source. It's a legitimate tweet, legitimate graphic that they showed, but I don't know. The odds on favorite to me should be the Clippers and then even the Lakers. They had the Rockets above the Lakers too. A little wild. But I guess, you know, Celtics beating the Raps, this is at the time of 2-0, and then the Heat being up 2-0 on the Bucks, it really tampered with their formulas, which understandably so. The Bucks should be one of those teams up towards the top, and they don't even look like they're getting out of the second round here. So we shall see. I know it was a ranty episode, but that's what you're going to get from me from time to time. You know, we get episode number 83. This is an unbelievably successful podcast in terms of numbers, and I owe it all to you guys. It's crazy. I recorded this episode I tweet it out, and you guys download it and listen to it. It's absurd. You know, seeing the numbers just constantly grow, and the fact that we were able to grow so much during COVID, I owe it all to you guys. Same thing with the streams. I'm loving the numbers on the streams as well. So make sure you're checking both of those things out. As always, guys, you can head over to GuyBostonSports.com and support me. Use the code UNLEASHED, and a portion of your purchase will go directly into my pocket. GuyBostonSports.com/store, and check out GuyBostonSports for all your, blogs about the Celtics, Red Sox, Bruins, Patriots, everything like that. We got good podcasts and good articles over there. I guess that's all we're talking about today. You know, it sucks that the Celtics lost that one game, but I'm still real, real confident in them in the series. And you should be too, to be honest. Like, this is the better team. If you look at the Raptors versus Celtics, personnel-wise, I truly believe the Celtics are the better team. And they have the better coach. I know Nick Nurse won the Coach of the Year, but that's a lot based on team performance. That is not dissecting the brain of a coach. Brad Stevens, barring that weird defense he had them in last night, has outcoached Nick Nurse. And we've all seen Nick Nurse's media and whatnot. Like, he knows it too. So it took a last-second shot to beat the Celtics. Let's not forget that. Let's not burn down the city. We still have a lot of basketball left to be played, and this series is going 6 or 7 games, and I think the Celtics are going to be on the right side of it. So I'll catch you guys in the next episode. As always, Unleashed Army, the Celtics team is legit.